A few showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder may occur this afternoon across portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but the precipitation that results should not be all that great. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Satellite and radar imagery suggests there are a few showers in central South Dakota right now, but that's the only place in the listening area that has any viable precipitation event underway. But later today, the instability in the atmosphere will build up and we'll see more showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder occurring across portions of South Dakota, maybe a few areas in North Dakota, and also in central through southern portions of Minnesota. Now, it sounds like a lot of the region will see rain, but in reality, these will be just pop-up showers of very brief duration and a very light intensity. I don't think anybody across the region between now and this time tomorrow will be seeing more than a quarter of an inch of rain. Now, if there are a few areas that do better than that, they will be localized, and we're not expecting any kind of widespread precipitation event. But with that said, there will be showers that pop up. Now, we may see stability return to the area again as we get close to dawn tomorrow with the precipitation winding down. And then in the afternoon again tomorrow, we may see a few more showers popping up, but they will be fewer in number and even more insignificant relative to those of today. The last opportunity for a few showers in this particular three-day period will likely come as a frontal system drops through Minnesota from Manitoba, but there's not much moisture to work with in those areas, and most likely the frontal system will come through without much precipitation. That event, by the way, is expected to occur as we go from Thursday night into Friday morning. A trace to a tenth of an inch of rain is about all that can occur from that. A secondary frontal system will move through that very same area on Friday night going into Saturday, more likely Saturday into Sunday, and we'll see a few more showers, maybe producing up to a quarter of an inch of rain in northern Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota. After that, we'll wait for another frontal system and associated low pressure area to impact the region, and that will happen as we get out towards the early part of next week. That'll be the earliest that we see more organized precipitation, but there's no sign of any heavy moisture for the region. The temperatures across the area will stay very nice over these next couple of days. We'll look for 60s to occur across the majority of the region. There will be a potential for a few readings to be up near or slightly over 70, and that'll occur for today and tomorrow. And as we get into Friday, we might have a few more 70s occurring. Temperatures over the weekend will get warmer still, with 70 and even some lower 80 degree temperatures expected, especially as we go from Sunday into Monday. Nighttime lows will stay above freezing. In fact, most readings will be in the 40s and perhaps some lower 50s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.